I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. God bless you and welcome to the Saturday edition of the Morning Cup of Flow. I'm Pastor Pacina in Birmingham, Alabama, and I'm so thankful that you have tuned in on today. I am the pastor of Abundant Harvest Church, the church where living waters flow. If you're in the Birmingham area, we're at 509 18th Street Southwest. You can check out our Sunday services on our Facebook page. That's at AHC Flowing. Or if you are in our area and you like to come to the sanctuary, we're at 509 18th Street Southwest. I'm so thankful to God for just another day and just another opportunity to share with you the Saturday flow. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, we have our Morning Cup of Flow on Facebook, on Twitter, and on YouTube at Pastor Pacina. And we give you a little snippet on Instagram. So follow me on Instagram, follow me on Facebook, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Listen, visit my website, PastorPacina.com. And I am so thankful to God for His grace and His mercy. And I'd love for you to check out my blog, where sometimes I pose questions. Sometimes I give you just a little bit so that you can give your input through comments. So please make sure that you do that. This morning, we're going to go to Psalm 46 and 10. And I just have a word that's going to encourage you. I'm going to go to several different translations to give you this word on today. Psalm 46 and 10, New Century Version. And the word says, God says, be still and know that I am God. I will be praised in all the nations. I will be praised throughout the earth. I just want to talk just for a few minutes to the ones that's going through and you have some situations and you just don't know what to do. But the Lord says simply to you today, be still and know that He is God. Your finances are just in all kinds of disarray. Your family is going through some changes. You have some situations going on in your body. You have some problems at your job. You just don't know what to do. You've been trying to get advice from other people, but God says this on today. You've been trying to fix it yourself, but He says, be still. And that's not enough. Not only must you be still, but you must know that He is God. And since He's God, that means He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever ask or think. So what you need to do concerning your situation, what you need to do concerning your trial, concerning the thing that you're going through, is be still and know that He is God. Now, the easy to read version says, stop fighting and know that I am God. Listen, you and your spouse have been fighting about that problem. You and your spouse have been fighting over your finances. You and your spouse have been fighting over how to raise your children. You want them to do it this way, and your spouse wants your child to do it the other way. You've been fighting about some stuff that's going on. And you've been fighting so much so that there is no peace in your home. But Psalm 46 and 10, easy to read version says, stop fighting and know that I am God. I am the one who defeats the nations. I am the one who controls the world. You will not be defeated. God is yet in control. So for you and your spouse, stop fighting. Stop bickering. You're always fighting each other. Let there be peace in your home on today. Be still and know that He is God. Stop fighting and know that He is God. Oh my God, I hope that someone's being blessed by this. I hope someone is being blessed by this CEB, Common English Bible. Once you made up your mind that you're going to be still, once you said, look, I'm going to stop fighting, CEB says, that's enough. That's enough worrying. That's enough crying. That's enough sitting there twiddling your thumbs. That's enough. You've been trying to fix it yourself. Take your hands off of it. That's enough. Now you need to know that He is God. I am exalted among all nations. I am exalted throughout the world. That's enough. That's enough crying over that situation. That's enough losing sleep over that situation. That's enough fussing about that situation. He says, that's enough. Be still and know that I am God. Stop fighting and know that I got this situation. That's enough worrying about that situation. Now, God's word translation, Psalm 46 and 10. Let go of your concerns. Then you will know that I am God. I rule the nations. I rule the earth. God says on today, be still and know that He got you. He got you. Stop fighting and know that He is God. Just trust Him and know He has this situation. Oh, y'all don't, I tell you, people need to understand, this is God talking to you on today. This is God talking to you on today. You need to stop fighting each other. You need to be still and know that God is good. And He is yet able. That's enough crying over that situation. You trust God on today. You trust God on today and let go of your concerns. Once you let go of your concerns, once you take your hands off of it, then you would know that He is God. Then you would know that He is in control. So relax. God says, He has it. You relax on today. Let go of your concerns. Let go of the things that you can't fix anyway. Let go of it on today. Be still and know that He is God. That's enough crying over spilled milk. That's enough of you trying to fix that situation. Just know that God will do just what He says. He told me to tell you on today, He is in control. He is in control. He is the one that will do just what He says. Amen. Amen. I just wanted to talk to the ones that have been going through. That's enough. Just release that thing. Know that He will do it. Know that He will get the glory out of what you're dealing with. Know that God will be glorified. So you be still and know that He is God. He will be praised. He will get you to victory. You will not be defeated. Amen. So you be still and know that He is God. Amen. Relax, because God says He has it. Amen. That's Psalm 46 and 10, New Century Version, Easy to Read Version, CEB, and God's Word. God bless you. Let's pray. Father God, You're a holy God. You're an awesome God. You're a wonderful God. You are the great I Am. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Prince of Peace. You're our strength. You're our sustainer. You're our redeemer. And God, on today, we acknowledge you as being our help. Oh God, there are some things that we've been trying to fix on our own. There are some problems we've been trying to solve on our own. But God, we're coming on today saying, all right, we're going to trust you. We're going to be still and know that you are God. Oh God, there are some situations that we've been trying to work out on our own. But we're going to stop fighting about that problem. We're going to stop worrying about that problem. We've been fighting with our mate concerning some things. But God, we're going to leave it alone on today. Oh God, we trust you. Oh God, we acknowledge you as being sovereign. And so God, we know that that's enough. It's enough. It's time out for us worrying about that problem. It's time out for us crying about that problem. And God, we know that you are God and you will be exalted. Oh God, we know that you will be exalted right in front of the enemy's face. You're going to fix what we can't fix. You're going to work out what we can't work out. So God, we're going to take our hands off of it. We're going to let it go on today. We're going to let go of our concerns. We're going to give it to you on today. We release it to you, God. And we're asking, Lord God, that you fix it on today. Be glorified, Lord God. Oh God, we give you praise on today. Oh God, it's been a hard season. We've been going through a hard time. Somebody's stuck between a rock and a hard place because of their concerns, because of their problems, because of the things they're worried about. But God, we're going to stop fighting. We're going to stop complaining. We're going to stop worrying. And we're going to start trusting. We're going to trust you with our problems. We're going to trust you with our cares. The word says, cast our care upon you, for you care for us. So God, we're going to cast it upon you. We're going to throw those problems on you, because there's not a problem that's too heavy for you. We're going to give you our burdens, Lord God. Oh God, we lift your name high, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. You are such a great God. You're such a mighty God. You're the only wise God. You are very present help because somebody is in trouble. So God, we thank you for giving us a word on today. That's enough. That's enough crying about it. That's enough. That's enough talking about it. You release it to God because he's able. So God, we give you praise on today. Oh God, and we're going to be still. Oh God, we've been trying to run to and fro, trying to get help from everybody. But we're going to be still. And we know that you're God. We know that you're able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. So God, we're going to release it to you. We're going to stop worrying so much so that we can't even sleep at night. We're going to go to sleep tonight knowing that you will do just what you said. We're going to rest tonight knowing that you will do just what you said. There will be peace in our home from this day forward because we're going to trust that you will do just what you said. Oh God, there's someone listening on this morning. They're going through trials, and it seems like they once they come out of one problem, they have another batch of problems that come up. But I want you to be still and know that he is God. He will do just what he said. Take your hands off of it and trust God on today. God, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank God for you. And I'm so glad that you have tuned in for the Saturday edition of the Morning Cup of Flow. Tune in this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at Pastor Pacina on Facebook, or subscribe to my YouTube channel at Pastor Pacina and visit my website, PastorPacina.com. I love you and I thank God for you in Jesus' name. Amen.
That's it for the flow, your morning cup of flow. Please come back for more of your morning cup of flow. It's the morning cup of flow. It's the morning cup of flow. See you next time on the morning cup of flow.
Be safe, be strengthened, and be encouraged. Until next time, right hand up, walk blessed. Bye-bye.